Oh, good morning. We're going to pick up with our messages from God the Father to Mother Eugenia. When we left off with the last one, the Father was saying, "Come, I see that you greatly need a sweet and infinitely good Father like me." And he says, "Dear children of my love, I have great plans for you." So he's talking to Sister Eugenia about all the wonderful things he would love to do for us, if we would just do those three things he wants for him: to know him, love him, and honor him. And so now he gives Mother Eugenia a message for the Pope. And so he says, "I turn to you, my beloved son, my vicar, before all others, to place this work in your hands. It should rank first among all your tasks, and because of the fear inspired in men by the devil, it will be accomplished only at this time. Oh, how I would like you to know the range of this enterprise, its greatness, its breadth, its depth, its height. I would like you to understand the immense wishes that I have for mankind, now and in the future. If only you knew how much I desire to be known, loved, and honored by men with a special devotion. I have had this desire for all eternity and since the creation of the first man. I have expressed this desire to men at various times, especially in the Old Testament, but man has never understood it. Now this desire makes me forget all the past, if only it can become a reality now in my creatures all over the world. I am stooping down to the poorest of my creatures to talk to her and through her to all men, even though she cannot realize the grandeur of the work I wish to accomplish among them. I cannot talk of theology with her. I would be sure to fail, for she would not understand me. I am doing this in order to realize my plan through simplicity and innocence. But now it is your turn to examine this work and bring it to a speedy fulfillment. To be known, loved, and honored with a special devotion, I do not ask for anything extraordinary. I desire only this. I desire that one day, or at least a Sunday, be dedicated to honoring me in a special way under the title of Father of all mankind. For this feast, I would like a special mass and office. It is not difficult to find the texts in the Holy Scriptures. If you prefer to offer me this special devotion on a Sunday, I choose the first Sunday of August. If you prefer a weekday, I would like to be always the seventh day of that same month, August. I desire that all the clergy should undertake to promote this devotion, and most of all, to make me known to men as I am and as I will always be for them, that is to say, the most tender and the most lovable of all fathers. I desire them to bring me into all families, hospitals, laboratories, workshops, barracks, conference halls of the ministers of nations, in short, wherever my creatures are, even if there were only one of them. I desire that the tangible sign of my invisible presence be a picture to show that I am really present. Thus all men will carry out all their actions under their Father's gaze, and I myself will have before me the creatures that I have not only created, but adopted. In this way, my children will be, as it were, under their tender Father's gaze. Even now, I am everywhere, certainly, but I would like to be represented in a tangible way. I desire that during the year, the clergy and the faithful should perform some acts of piety in my honor without detriment to their usual occupations. Let my priests go fearlessly everywhere, among all nations, to bring the flame of my fatherly love to men. Then souls will be enlightened and conquered, not only among unbelievers, but in all those sects which are not of the true church. Yes, I want these men also, who are my children, to see this flame shining before them, to know the truth, to embrace it, and to put all the Christian virtues into practice. I would like to be honored in a very special way in seminaries, in novitiates, in schools, in homes for the elderly. Make everyone from the youngest to the oldest be able to know and love me as their Father, Creator, and Savior. Let priests set about seeking in the Holy Scriptures what I said in former times, and what has remained unknown up to now concerning the worship I wish to receive from men. May they work to make my desires and my will known to all men, specifying what I wish to say to people in general and to priests, monks, and nuns in particular. Those souls are the ones I chose, more than others in the world, to pay me great homage. Of course, it will take time to realize completely these desires that I have for mankind and which I have revealed to you. But one day, through the prayers and sacrifices of generous souls who will give themselves for this work of my love, yes, one day I will be satisfied. I will bless you, my beloved son, and I will reward you 100-fold for all that you will do for my glory. Okay, that's the message to the Pope. I'm going to stop here and pick it up again with the message to the bishop.